The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 7th, 1973, at the University of Uppsala, Stockholm, Sweden.
Vishaṁ sudrānāṁ ca parantava karmāni pravibhuktāni sabhāva prabhavai gunai. As I try to explain the social structure of the human society as they are described in the Bhagavad Gita. In previous chapters, Sri Krishna has explained Chatur Varnam Maya Sristam Guna Karma Vibhaga. By quality and by work, there is, or there must be, four divisions of the social structure. Chatur Varna. First class, second class, third class, and fourth class. That is very natural. Just like your body, my body, is divided into four divisions. The head department. In every, unit, there is head department, the first class department, the second class department. So we can understand from our own body, there is head department, there is arms department, there is belly department, and there is a leg department. So, head is first class. Because if the arms, belly and legs are there and head is cut off, then everything is useless. If the head is there, arm is cut off, you can go on with your business. So, there is four divisions everywhere. Krishna says, natadasti prithivyangva divi devesu vapunaha sattang prakitijai muktam jadevi shatrivi gunai. Krishna says that either on this planet or in other planets, in the outer space or anywhere, the three qualities or three modes of material nature is working. The modes of goodness, the modes of passion, and the modes of ignorance. Everywhere you will find these three classes of living entities. Not three classes, four classes. The first class, goodness. Second class, passion. Third class, mixed passion and ignorance. And fourth class, ignorance. And below the fourth class, or fifth class, panchama. So, according to these three modes of material nature, there must be division of the society. The first class men are called brahmana, most learned scholar. Learned scholar means, as I was explaining, one who has complete knowledge of God. That is learned scholar. Otherwise, to know how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sexual intercourse and how to depend, this knowledge is also there in the animals. they know how to eat. There is no need of university for teaching how to eat, or how to sleep, or how to have sex life, or how to defend. These are animal necessities. But actually, human being should be still more advanced in knowledge. That knowledge is not comprising only eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That knowledge is to understand the absolute truth of God. That knowledge. Therefore, the Vedanta Sutra philosophy that begins with the word Athato Brahma Jignasa. Now, this life, this human form of life, is meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. Athato Brahma Jignasa. Brahma means the absolute truth. That should be the subject matter for studying in human form of life. So Bhagavad Gita is the right book to understand about that Brahma or the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the Absolute Truth, whatever you call. The Absolute Truth is known in three phases. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Vadanti tattvavidas tatyam jadjnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sarvadati. The Absolute Truth is one, but it is realized from three angles of visions. Some of them are realizing the Absolute Truth as impersonal Brahma. Some of them are realizing the Absolute Truth as the localized Paramatma. And some of them are realizing the Absolute Truth as the Supreme Personality of God. Absolute Truth is one, but because we are under different modes of material nature, we are understanding the Absolute Truth in three modes of material nature. So, Krishna says that these three modes of material nature is current all over the universe, even in the topmost planet down to the lowest planet. Therefore he says, Natadasti prithibhyangva divi deveshu vapuna. Prithibhyang means on this earth. Or in the other higher planetary system, or even the heavenly planets. Everywhere. Sattang prikitajai muktam. Nowhere anyone is free from the influence of these modes of material nature. Sattang means existence. Sattang prakitijai. Prakitijai means by the material nature. Gunai means modes. This is goodness, passion and ignorance. Jadevi, shat, trivi, everything, everywhere. Even among the plant life, beast life, these three gunas are working. Just like some trees, they are useless, neither produce any nice fruit nor flower. That is third class in ignorance. And in animals also, just like cows, they are first class animals in the modes of goodness, supplying so valuable nutritious food, milk. But the cats and dogs, they are third class animals. This is the calculation of the three modes of material nature. Either human being, or animals, or trees, or birds, everywhere Krishna says, or in the higher planetary system, everywhere these three modes of material nature is working. Therefore, in the human society, because there are three modes of material nature, the classification should be made scientifically according to these three modes of material nature. And that is explained by Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatut Varnang Maya Srishtam. The four classes are men. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Brahmana means the most intelligent class of men who can understand even up to the knowledge of Brahma, Brahma Janati iti Brahmana. And the second class are the Kshatriyas, or the administrator class of men. And the third class are the mercantile class of men, industrialists, traders, agriculturists, everything will be explained. And the fourth class man means workers. They have no intelligence, but they find out some good master and get some money, and that's all. They are a fourth class. So here Krishna says, Brahmana Kshatriya Vishang Sudranang Cha Parantapa Karmani Pra Vibhaktani Sabhava Prabhavai Gunai. According to the modes of material nature, the Brahmana should be selected, the Kshatriya should be selected, the Vaishyas or the mercantile people should be selected, and the Shudras, the worker class, should be selected. Then Krishna says that how the Brahminical class should be educated. This should be taken very seriously by educational department of all countries. And it is the duty of the government to see that every man, according to his quality, is working, is employed. Not that secular state does not mean they should be careless about the quality and work of the citizen. There must be department of practical psychology to see the students in which class he belongs to. Either he belongs to the first class, Brahmana class, or second class, the Kshatriya class, administrator class, and the third class, mercantile, or businessman, and the fourth class, Shudra's worker. If education is given according to the quality and position, then there will be complete system in the whole human society. Take the same example, just like your body. If your head is working nicely, if your hand is working nicely, if your stomach is working nicely, if your leg is working nicely, then the whole body is to be considered as healthy and working nicely. If any part of this body, either head, leg, or arms or body, does not work nicely, then the whole body becomes diseased. So that is the instruction of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. But not that now there is a hobby, that classless society. Classless society cannot be. That is not possible. So long you are in the material world, there must be classes. By nature there is. Just like even in the birds, there are a class of birds known as the crows. And there is a class of birds which are called the swans. The swans will try to reside in a place where there is very clean water, flowers, good trees, and nice arrangement, parking. So they will flock there. Birds of the same feather flock together. And the crows, they will flock. In your country you don't find many crows, but in India there are many crows. They go to the place where all garbage is there. They will enjoy that. So there is division actually, taste. But one thing is that the human form of body, although there is natural such division, but one can be raised to the higher position by this Krishna consciousness movement. So far, material body is concerned, you cannot change the quality. This is already. One has got the particular type of body by nature's arrangement, according to the quality. According to the quality. Now, if you want to change him to the better quality, then you have to accept this Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna consciousness is on the spiritual platform. It has nothing to do with the material platform. From the material platform, you cannot change anyone's quality. For example, I can tell you practical example. In United States, America, the government is spending millions of dollars to stop this intoxication habit, LSD habit. Many responsible government officers that given us certificate, but they could not control. But in our Krishna consciousness movement, anyone who is coming, even though coming from the LSD addicted society, he still, as soon as he comes to our society, he gives us not only LSD or any intoxication, he gives us even drinking tea, coffee and smoking cigarette. You can at once take. Because our principle is, anyone who wants to join seriously this Krishna consciousness movement, just like these boys, they are joined. Our first condition is that one must give up these four prohibited things. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication. So that is being possible. Although they are habituated to all these things from their very beginning of life, but as soon as they take to the Krishna consciousness activities, they give up these habits very easily. So, if practically the world wants classless society, then one has to take this Krishna consciousness movement. Then there will be classless society. We have got in our society boys and girls from various parts of the world. There are Africans, there are Indians, there are Canadians, Englishmen, Americans, Australians, but they have forgotten that he is Englishman or American or Australian or black or white or Indian. No, they have forgotten. They are simply interested in Krishna consciousness. This is the importance of the movement. If you want classless society, actually pure, without any contamination of this material modes of nature, then this Krishna consciousness movement is the prime movement. That is the definition of Krishna consciousness movement. Sarvopadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Rishikena, anukullena krishnanusilanam bhakti ruttama. Bhakti, devotional service, first class devotional service can be achieved when one is freed from all designation. So long one feels designated that I am American, I am Indian, I am Englishman, I am German, I am black and white and no. You have to feel yourself, not feeling, practically, training, that I am spirit soul, I am eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. When you come to this position, this is called sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, freed from all designation. These are the bodily identification, is designation. Just like you are sitting here, so many boys and girls in different dress. Some is dressed in black coat or some white coat or red coat. If I ask you what you are, if you say, I am black coat, or somebody says, I am white coat, that is not your identification. Similarly, we living entities, we are neither American nor Indian, nor African nor Englishman. We are all spirit soul. That is our position. Aham brahmasmi, this is perfect knowledge. Aham brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. When you come to this understanding, aham brahmasmi, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, then your position will be different. from this material understanding. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Prasannatma means jubilant. You will find all our boys and girls, they are always jubilant. Unless they are jubilant, they cannot dance in this way. It is not dancing dogs. They are not dancing dogs. They are feeling jubilant, and therefore they are dancing. This is the position of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Prasannatma, unless one is very satisfied, he cannot be jubilant, he should be morose. He cannot dance, he cannot chant. That's a fact. So this is the sign of Brahma Bhuta. Without any material designation. Brahma Bhuta, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. If you study carefully, you will understand everything. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, na sochati, na kankhati. How one is jubilant? When one is free from all anxieties. What are these anxieties? Anxieties mean, if I lose something, then I lament. And if I haven't got anything, something, then I hanker after it. So far we are concerned. We have no business. We have no profession. We do not know what we shall eat tomorrow. Or in the evening, we are in such a position, but we have no anxiety. You can see practically, we have no anxiety. What shall I eat in the evening? What shall I eat tomorrow? There is no bank balance, there is no money. No, there is no anxiety. We know certain that as soon as we go, chant Hare Krishna, Krishna will send us everything. That is actually a fact. If you study our activities, you will see practicality so. Na sochati na kankhati. We have no hankering, no lamentation. Suppose you have got $1,000 and somebody takes us. It happens so. Somebody comes, mixes with us and takes us some money. So we are not very much sorry for that. We think Krishna gave us and Krishna has taken us. It doesn't matter. Na sochati na kankhati. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. Na sochati na kankhati. Samas sarveshu bhuteshu. Equal to all living entities. Our philosophy is not like that, that we give protection to the human being and send the cows to the slaughterhouse. No, that is not our philosophy. Samas sarveshu bhuteshu. We think on this subject matter, that if a man is killed, as he is put into so difficult position for being killed, the animal also, they also feel. It is nonsense to think that animal has no soul. No. Everyone has got soul. There are 8,400,000 species or forms of life. Everyone has got soul. Even the ant has got soul. Or the elephant has got soul. What to speak of other animals? Everyone, even the trees, birds, bees, plants, everyone has got soul. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, sarva joni sukanteya sambhavanti murtayaja tasang mahajjani brahma ahang bija pujapika. The part and parcel of Krishna, God, the soul, is there everywhere. Don't think that a simply human being has got soul. This is not very good philosophy that the animals have no soul. They have got soul. You can practically examine what is the symptom of possessing soul. First of all, try to understand. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Abhinashitu tadviddhi jena sarvamidam tatam. The presence of soul can be perceived when there is consciousness on the body. This is the proof. When you pinch my body, I feel pain. When I pinch your body, you feel pain. When I pinch an animal's body, he also feels pain. Even I pinch even the tree's body, he feels pain. It is scientifically proved. Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose has proved by machine that when you cut a tree, it feels pain and it is recorded in the statistic machine. So everyone has got the soul. So how you can think? When you take the animal to the slaughterhouse for killing, he cries. So why? Because he is feeling pain. He knows that I am going to be killed. So there is soul. The soul is there. You don't think that soul is not there. Soul is there. Therefore, a Krishna conscious person who has realized God, he is samasarvesu bhuteshu. He is equal to all living entities. He will feel pain even for cutting a tree. He will feel pain in traverse over an ant. There is a story that one hunter, he was killing in the forest all kinds of animals, and he was killing them half. They were suffering too much severe pain. So Narada Muni was going that way. He saw that these animals have been half killed and they are so much suffering. Who is doing that? So he searched out the hunter. He requested, sir, you are killing the animals. Why don't you kill them all at a time? We are killing half. They are suffering. You will have to suffer in that way. The hunter did not know that killing animals is sinful and he has to suffer again. So he said, sir, I am trained like this, my father. This is my profession. I do not know what is sin, but this is the first time I am hearing from you that killing this animal, especially in this way, is very much sinful. So because he saw a saintly person, he got his sense. He asked him, then how I can get rid of this sinful life? So Narada Muni suggested that I shall give you the way how you can become free from this sinful life. So he made him a disciple and asked him to chant this Hare Krishna mantra and sit down on the bank of the Ganges. And the hunter said, sir, where shall I get my food? Narada Muni said, I'll send you, don't bother. I'll send you food. So the village people, when they understood that the hunter has become a saintly person, so everyone used to come and see him. Somebody was bringing some rice, somebody wheat, somebody some sweet, some fruit, some flour. So huge quantity of foodstuff was coming. So in this way, he became a perfect saintly Vaishnava. Later on, when Narada Muni came to see him, he was coming to receive the spiritual master, jumping over the road. So when the hunter, now he became Vaishnava, so Narada Muni and his friend Parvat Muni asked, why you are jumping? He said, sir, there are so many ants, so I was trying to save their life. The same hunter who was killing animals one time, half dead and was enjoying, is no more interested to kill even an ant. This is called saintly life. Sama sarvesu bhuteshu. Sama, equal to all living entities. Not that simply protection should be given to the human being. And the communist philosophy also, there are so many defects. They also think of equal rights for everyone, but why not for the animals? What right you have got to kill the animals? Similarly, the animal also kill you. So this is not organized society. The organized society should be that there should be first-class man, Brahman. They would give advice to the second-class man, the administrators. And the administrator class of men, they will see that everyone is following the religious principles. And the third class man, or the mercantile class of men, they should produce food. Krishi Goraksha Manijam Vaishakarma Sabhavali. You will find it. I will read it. So in this way there must be classification. Not that everyone is one. No, that cannot be. by nature's division. Just you try to understand from your body. The nature's division is there. Why nature has not made only the head? No leg, no arm. They are required. But they should cooperate. It doesn't matter that one is Brahmana, one is Kshatriya, one is Shudra. Just the same example of the body. The head is there, very important department of this body. But the leg is not unimportant. Although the leg is not as important as the head, still leg is also required. There is necessity. You cannot have hurt the leg. Similarly, there should be first-class intelligent man, administrator class of man, mercantile class of man, and the worker class of man, but they should cooperate. Just like in this body, the head, the arms, the belly and the legs, they are cooperating for the proper upkeep of the bodily health. Similarly, if we actually want the human society should be organized, then the intelligent class of man, the administrator class of man, the mercantile class of man, and the worker class of man, they should cooperate for understanding Krishna or God. Then there will be a harmony in the human society. Without God consciousness, everyone will think, I am very important. Others are not important. I should be taken, given only protection, not others. No. As soon as you become Krishna conscious, as soon as you become Brahma Bhuta, then you see sama sarveshu bhuteshu. Sama means equality to all kinds of living entities. Not only human beings. Oh, how many human beings are there out of 8,400,000 species of life? If you want, only 400,000 species. This information we get from the Shastras, Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita is the summary of all Vedic literature. Therefore, it is advised here that how the first-class man should be trained up, how the second-class man should be trained up, how the third-class man should be trained up, and how the fourth-class man should be trained up. Not that everyone should become first-class. Even everyone is not first class because there is cooperation. There is no distinction between first class and third class or fourth class. So here it is said, samo damo stapo saucham khanti rajama mevacha jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma sabhav. If you want to train the first class man, then they should be qualified like this. Samo means controlling the senses. Controlling the senses. Sama. Dama. Controlling the mind. These are very disturbing elements. Our senses are very disturbing elements. My eye is dictating. Please take me to see that naked dance. Yes. Yes, come on. I'm going. So, the eyes are dictating somewhere. The tongue is dictating somewhere. The ear is dictating some way, therefore one should be trained up not to be dictated by the senses, but he must be master of the senses. That is called sama. And dama, mind is dictating something. You should not be carried away by the dictation of the mind, but mind should be carried by your dictation. That is called dama. These are the qualities of the first classman. Not that because I have got some degrees and I am dictated by my mind and senses. He is not first class. He is not first class because he is the servant of the senses. How he can be first class man? One must be the master of the senses. Then he is first class man. In our, there is one Chanakya Pandit who was a great politician. Perhaps those who have gone to India, New Delhi, there is a Chanakya Puri, where all the ambassadors and foreign diplomats are situated. Chanakya Pandit, he was a great learned Brahmin and politician. He gave his instruction. So, he gives the formula who is a learned scholar. Who is a learned scholar? He has given three formulas. What is that? Matrivat paradareshu, paradarbeshu loshtavat, atavat sarvabhuteshu, japashyati sapandita. Who is a learned man? He said, a person who can see all the women of the world except his wife as mother. Matrivat paradareshu. Paradara means other's wife. If one has learned this art, how to see other's wife as mother? And paradarbeshu loshtava, and other's riches, possession, as garbage in the street, just like you don't touch the garbage. Similarly, other's property, other's riches, one does not touch or even see to it. And he thinks all women as mothers, except his own wife. And ātmavat-sarva-bhūteṣu, and treating everyone equal, as he wants to be treated himself. If by pinching your body, or giving pain to a body, if you feel pain, you should not give such pain to any living entity. If one has learned these three things, mātrivat paradāreṣu, paradarbeshu loshtavat, ātmavat-sarva-bhūteṣu, then he is learned scholar. It is not that one has got this degree from this university, then he has that. That degree will not help us. Unless one is God consciousness, he cannot have any good qualification. That is the breathing injunction. Jashasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasate sura. As I have given the example of the hunter, before becoming God conscious, he was a cruel hunter. And after being God conscious, he was not ready to kill even an ant. This is the reason. Rama sarveshu bhuteshu madhavati labhate param. Then he is entered in the devotional service of the Lord. Not abruptly one can become devotee. The symptoms must be there. The qualities must be there. Suppose if somebody comes and says, I am very rich man. So I shall have to see his symptoms, whether he has got a nice car, nice dress, or there are so many symptoms. Similarly, simply by speaking that I am God conscious, will not do. These are the symptoms. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankhati samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate puna bhaktyamam avijanati jamana jaschami tattata. The God can be realized only by the devotees who have got all these good qualities. These good qualities are already mentioned. Samas sarveshu bhuteshu. That is God consciousness. God consciousness does not mean that I shall be protected, I shall be happy, and let others be unhappy. Let them go to hell. Never mind. No, that is not God consciousness. Therefore, in order to become perfectly God conscious, the first class man must be there in the society. And that first class man is described here. Samo damo stapaha. He is able to control the mind. He is able to control the senses. Tapa. He has undergone austerities. Kapa. Sojong. He is always clean outside and inside. Sojong. Khanti, always peaceful, arjava, simplicity, and jnanam. Full of knowledge, vijnanam. Practical application of knowledge in life, jnanam, vijnanam. Astikam, and firmly convinced about the existence of the Supreme Lord. These are the qualifications of the first class man. Brahma karma sabhava. These are the qualities. So, there should be educational department to create first class men by all these qualities. How to become controller of the mind? How to become controller of the senses? How to become clean? Vajjhapantram, inside clean and outside clean. Sochang, titikha, how to become tolerant. Tolerant, one should be not agitated by single cause. Tolerant, and similarly, simplicity. Simplicity should be so simple. It is said, simplicity, if the enemy inquires for me in some secret thing, he'll say, yes, it is like this. Simplicity. And jnana, full knowledge. Full knowledge. What is this world? What is, what I am? What is my relation with this world? What is God? What is my relation with God? Everything, full knowledge. And vijnanam. Vijnanam means complete the application of the knowledge in life. And astikam. Astikam means full faith in transcendental literature. That is called also astikam. And full faith in the existence of the Supreme Law. These are the Brahminical qualities. So those who are claiming to become first-class learned men in the society, they must have all these qualities. This is Bhagavad Gita's teaching. The second class man, what is that? Sojam tira dhiti dakham juddhecha appalayanam danam ishara bhavancha chhatram karma sabhavam. Administrator class. Kshatri. Kshatri means those who are in the governmental power. They should be sojang, very powerful, and very influential. Sojang tira. Nowadays, without seeing these qualifications, a third class, fourth class man is voted. And therefore we find out that Mr. Nixon is attacked now so many years. Because he has no Kshatriya qualification. These are the Kshatriya qualification, administrator. So, Sojang tija dhriti. He must be determined. Dakham, he must be very expert. Juddhe cha palayanam. And he should not flee away from fighting. When there is, nowadays, the politicians, the diplomats, they sit down very safely in their room. And poor people there, by force, sent to fight. This is not Kshatriya, this is not administration. The Kshatriya is, he must come forward first of all. Then others will follow. Juddhi cha palayanam. And dhanam, he must be very charitable. That is another qualification of the administrator. Ishara bhavansa. And the governing spirit. These are the chhatram karma sabhavajan. Similarly, this is second class. The third class means kisi goraksha vanijyam. Vaishya karma sabhav. Third class means mercantile traders. These who would produce food, enough, krishi, agricultural products, and goraksha. Now we see, instead of goraksha, goraksha means protection to the cows. Instead of protection to the cows, they are killing the cows. How you can have perfect society? Cows must be protected. It is so important animal. It is giving you the nectar in food, milk. And from milk, you can save your children, you can save your diseased person. And how it is there? You take the cow's milk and send it for slaughterhouse. This is not at all human civilization. Here it is said, go raksha. You should give all protection to this important animal. Krishna does not say that you should protect the pigs and hogs or other animals. He especially meant the cows. Because cow is very important animal to the human society. If there are meat eaters, they can kill other animals, but they should not kill cow. This is, if you want actually, perfect society. Kisi goraksha vanijyam. And these persons, they let them produce enough food grains. And where there is scarcity of food grains, let them supply them. That is called trade. Vanijyam. But at the present moment, there are so many countries, they can produce profuse quantity of food grain. Sometimes they do it and throw it in the ocean for economic, it is called, balance. This is not good. Everyone should produce enough quantity of food grain And if there is shortage, they should send there. In this way, the whole world should cooperate. There is United Nations, but what they are doing? Let them study Bhagavad Gita, how to make United Nations. That will be perfect. Not this short-sighted man with politics and diplomacy within the heart. They can bring all the nations united. That is not possible. Let them discuss Bhagavad Gita. Let them discuss how perfect society can be established. Then there will be peace. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. What do you mean that? We are not working? Do you mean to say we are not working?
I'm not saying that.
Our in Krishna conscious society, because it is transcendental platform, that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogi na ja sevate. We are talking, so long you are not in the spiritual platform, there should be such division. First class, second class, third class, fourth class. But when you come to the spiritual platform, everyone being on the same platform, they can work, but there is no such distinction as Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Everyone is engaged. Actually, everyone is Brahmana. Because everyone is engaged in this devotional service of the Lord. That is their business. Why not? For Krishna we can do everything. Just like Kshatriya, Arjuna was fighting. But at the same time, he was a devotee. A devotee, although acting as Kshatriya, Brahmana, Shudra, he is above this platform. So the devotees can do anything for Krishna. It doesn't matter if it is Shudra's work or Brahmana's work. What is that?
Why should we have this distinction?
So long you are not devotee, you must have this distinction. There is already the distinction. Why? Because there is third class man, fourth class man, first class man, there is. How you can say why? That do you think that everyone is first class man? Do you think? So therefore, a first class man should be like this. A second class man should be like this. There is already first class, second class, third class, fourth class. I am the fifth class man. I don't claim anything. Because I am servant of everyone. I am servant of the fourth class man also. Now you may say first class man, but I think I am the fifth class man. What is your point? I cannot understand. What is point? What is your point?
You have to come to the point, formulate a question. Formulate a question and then give the answer. Are you going to sit there?
No.
Okay.
Flower, a little water.
But he doesn't accept any. How? Swarna, how silly. That is Krishna making distinction.
We are preaching Krishna consciousness. As Krishna making distinction, we are making that. We are not manufacturing our own idea. That is Krishna consciousness movement. You are thinking that the killing or this is not killing, but after whatever according to it is killing. Do you think this killing, this flower and killing you is the same thing? If I kill you, if somebody kills you, that killing and this killing is the same? The same, you think like that? No? No, we don't give such opinion. No. No, then you are misunderstood. You are misunderstood. No. Our preaching process is Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhakta prajacchati. Anyone who gives me a little flower, a little fruit, a little water, like that, I accept them. So we offer this flower to Krishna. We don't use independently. We take the remnants of foodstuff or anything which is used by Krishna. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. We do not take anything directly. That is our principle. That is our philosophy. So if Krishna says that he can accept meat, then we can accept also meat. But he does not say that. He says, patram puspam phalam toyam, jumi bhakta prajacchati. So we have to follow our principle as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. We cannot take any dictation from others. That is not possible.
His question is, what makes us think that Krishna is God?
Yes. If you know what is God, then you'll accept God. If you know these are the qualifications of God, then you'll accept God. Do you know what is the qualification of God? You know? If you know, just like we find out a physician, if I know what is the qualification of a physician, then I can understand he is the right physician. Similarly, if you know what is the qualification of God, then you understand Krishna is God. It is not difficult. Everything is, if you know what is God, then you can understand what is God. If you do not know, then you may accept iron as God.
Is it pure logic?
Or is it logic? Is it logic? Can you understand God by logic? What is it?
So how do you understand? Let me know. How do you understand God? Then don't talk of God. You don't understand God, why you are talking of God? If you understand God, then you talk. And if you say that I do not understand God, then how can you talk of God? Do you want to understand without logic? You want to understand God without logic? Then if you don't believe, then how can I make you understand? If you don't accept logic, if you don't accept authority, then how can I make you understand? And you tell me this is the process of understanding God. First of all, you tell me, what is your process of understanding God? Then you are asking me, then you learn from me what I say. Yeah. Then I say Krishna is God. Take it. All right, have chanting.